It was on the 4th of May, half past 8 o'clock that day, J.B. Markham was standing in the door of a courthouse in his town, where Kurt Jett was lurking round, just to get a chance to lay him on the floor. Thomas White, a friend of Jett, no worse man was ever met, then came walking boldly through the courthouse hall. And as he was passing by, he looked Markham in the eye, knowing truly well poor Markham soon would fall. White walked out upon the street, stopped to see it was all complete, for he expected soon to hear the fatal shot. Jett advanced across the hall with his pistol, lead, and ball, and he killed poor J.B. Markham on the spot. Yes, Judge Harper and his man, Sheriff Edward Callahan, were across the street in Hartford Brothers' store. Some believed they knew the plot, hence were listening for the shot, and to see Jett's victim faller in the door. Captain Hewitt, standing by, saw him fall and heard him cry, oh Lord, they've killed me now at last. When he saw the men had guns, then he hastily did run, when he heard the second loud and awful blast. They arrested White and Jett, then the court in Jackson met, where the prosecution labored with its might. And when Brandon's court was o'er, Judge Redwine could do no more, so he left it with the jury for to ride. Now the jury disagreed, just one man began to plead, that he thought Kurt Jett and White should both go free. He contended to the last that his vote he would not cast, some believed Judge Harper saved the man a fee. Now they tried these men once more, not in Jackson as before, for they could not get their justice in that town. So the court in Harrison met, then condemned both White and Jett, and a verdict all their guiltiness was found. Now their mother grieved today for their boys while they're away, for there's nothing that can sever a mother's love. She will pray for them each breath, cling to them all until death, and will hope to meet them in the courts above. Markham leaves a wife to mourn all her life, little children standing well and brave. But that little Curtis Jett, Thomas White, and others yet are the men who laid poor Markham in his grave.